Late last night, the CCRB, the New York City Civilian Complaint Review Board, issued a report on the NYPD's illegal entrance and search of some people's homes. It faults the NYPD for violating civil rights. The report is entitled Crossing the Threshold, an evaluation of civilian complaints of improper entries and searches by the NYPD from January 2010 to October 2015. It found 180 instances where the NYPD improperly entered someone's home. The report points to two main reasons. Either the officer misunderstood legal standards that allow police to enter a home, or old warrants were used. And what the report points to is exactly what happened in the Bronx back in 2012. That's when Romarley Graham was shot dead by police officer Richard Haste in his bathroom in front of his grandmother and little brother. Jose Lopez is organizing director with Make the Road New York. It's a member of Communities United for Police Reform.
That was the Romarley case, right? It was a case in which officers broke down the front door, entered without a warrant, had no legal justification to enter, and the consequence was another young black brother dead at the hands of the New York Police Department. And until now, with no justice, with no repercussion for the officers who decided to basically break in to a home that wasn't theirs. And so it has everything to do, this report has everything to do with the Romarley case, and everything to do with people just feeling protected in their sanctuary, right? In the place where people go to have comfort and to have peace, which is our homes, and to feel like and to see that officers are, again, simply breaking into to our homes without any justification is extremely problematic. And we can talk about whatever the hot word is for police departments across the country, community policing, or whatever we want to call it. Right? But the reality is that when this kind of stuff continues to happen day in and day out, it continues to rip at or tear apart, right, the faith that community members have in local police officers and their local department to be able to do the good work that we want them to do. And so we have to be able to address it. And right now the city council has an opportunity to do that by legislating, which is their function. And they can start by passing the Right to Know Act.
That legislation is in two parts. The first requires officers to identify themselves. The other bill has to do with the CCRB report. It protects New Yorkers against unconstitutional searches.
We want to be sure every New Yorker has the right to know that under the U.S. Constitution, searches without any legal basis do not have to be agreed to. And New Yorkers should have the assurance to know that their rights are going to be respected and upheld by police officers who work for our police department. And so what our legislation essentially would do is three basic things. One is it would end the practice of the police department or police officers deceiving New Yorkers into consenting to unnecessary and unjustified searches. Two is require officers to explain to a community member or civilian that they have the right to refuse a search when there is no legal justification for a search. And three is in the case that they have done those things and they want to go ahead and they want to search me anyway, right, with my understanding that I don't have to agree to that search, we're shifting the burden now to police officers with this bill so that officers have to obtain objective proof that an individual gave them informed and voluntary consent to the search when we know there was no legal justification. And so this has nothing to do with, oftentimes people talk about kind of stop and frisk and limiting or handcuffing the officer from being able to do his or her job. This has nothing to do with that because this is already illegal. All we're saying is when you have no justification for a search, you're going to conduct a search anyway. We want to make sure that the community member knew of their right and gave you that voluntary consent. And the way to prove that for a police officer, just like they do in other cities across the country, is to obtain objective proof.
Jose Lopez with Make the Road New York. He's a member of President Obama's Commission on 21st Century Policing. Lopez says there's hope that the Right to Know Act, which has everything to do with the CCRB report on unjustified NYPD home entry and searches, will get to the floor of the City Council in the coming months. Meanwhile, the family of Romarley Graham is still looking for justice. They'll be in front of the U.S. Attorney's Office all day tomorrow, and you're invited to join them. That's at 1 St. Andrews Plaza, downtown. And today is Super Tuesday. You can tune in for Pacifica Radio's alternative coverage as the results come in right here on WBAI in New York, beginning at 8 p.m. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.